Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. Deep breath on that one. We are so fortunate to have on a variety of guests way smarter than we are to educate and entertain and share their industry expertise and obviously have some laughs along the way. Today is no different. I would say second time guest.
Yes.
This is your second time here.
That's right.
The first time was funny. That's going to come up. What happened in that situation? Your title is president.
That's right.
Boss, the mom of the office, the organized one, Kate McAfus. Do I say that right?
You got it.
I hate butchering names. President of Chang Robotics, second time on here. Like I said, we're going to chat about that. You all have so much cool stuff going on.
We do.
Everywhere, right? Florida, nationally, internationally. Where do you want to start? I think healthcare specifically, because you got a big project coming up. You want to start there?
Yeah, we just wrapped one up, so it's a great place to start.
Fire it off.
Okay. I just got back from Vegas. So I went to the HIMSS conference. Do we want to start with that?
I love it.
Yeah, what is
by,
that?
By the way, it's HIMSS is it's HIMSS, right?
Yes.
It's not okay. The company that sells erectile dysfunction medication.
No, it's not that company.
Not that.
It wouldn't have made sense for me to be there.
Well, they have HERS now also.
That's true.
But this it is a massive conference every year.
Yes.
Do you know what it stands for? Because I don't remember.
Healthcare Information Management Systems S.
S systems.
I forget what the last S was.
It is a massive healthcare system. A lot of technology involved in it.
Oh yeah.
Do they have clinicians? So you went to Vegas as a vendor, as a participant.
A little of both. So I went by myself, no booth, with the intention of networking and meeting some potential customers or partners. And I was not prepared for the 50,000 people that were going to be jam-packed into this convention center.
50K.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was huge. And so I got there Monday, and I had to take a breath. And I walked through the hall, and I saw the booths, and I went back to my hotel room, and I was like, I need a plan. I do not have one.
I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
I was like, I need a map. So there was an app, which was helpful. I got the map. I figured out what vendors were there that I did want to talk to. And it also had this really stalkery-ish feature in that it listed all the attendees that were going to be there.
And you could cherry pick who you want to meet.
And then you could search. So I was like searching for C-suites of hospitals or directors of strategy or technology. And I had some success in identifying all the people that were going to be there. But then the next challenge was like, where are they going to be? You can't just find them, right?
50,000 people, sure. Just,
right.
You know.
So then you have to figure out who's speaking, and if they're speaking, do you go to that session and then try to corner them, which I did a couple times. And then a few times I got stopped at the door and you know, they were like, well, this requires a pre-registration. Did you pay the extra $65? I was like, no, I spent a lot of money just to be here.
I was going
to
say, it's 65. I'm surprised it wasn't 6,500. Those things are
expensive. It's like per session.
Yeah.
So each individual. So I was like, no, I clearly didn't have a plan. But it worked out. I got a decent sized list of people to follow up with and contacts to introduce our new healthcare offerings to. And so I've got a few meetings this week, some next week while spring breaking, and some.
So these are potential clients or partners of the healthcare arm, which we're going to talk about momentarily.
Yeah.
But when you went to HIMSS, you're trying to find potential partners and clients.
Yeah, because we at Chang Robotics, the main engineering company, we're always trying to develop our partner list. The larger it is, you know, we take the cast a wide net approach, right? The more partners you have, the more opportunities you have to get new projects brought to you, right? Because we do the same. If we have a project come to us and we're like, well, a portion of this is in our wheelhouse, but we can't do all of it by ourselves, we're going to go contact someone and try and bring them in with us. And so we lean on our partners to do the same thing, is bring us in when there's
relationships matter. I should mention too, so we did an episode with Chang Robotics. We can put that in the show notes if you want to learn more about that, but we're going to talk about some other stuff. So HIMSS, HIMSS.
I know
that one company.
He said like,
butchered
okay.
That conference. 50,000 people, probably what, 300-400 booths, more than that.
Oh yeah, probably more than
this
that.
This is a massive event. How long was it?
It technically started on Sunday, and then it went through, I think, Thursday. I didn't stay the whole time. I was there Monday. I got kids, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're
I can't
you're
justify being in Vegas by myself for more than 2 nights. So my husband wondering.
Go ahead, Trey.
I got a random one for you. So someone that's in a position like yourself, what was your longest meeting you had while you're in Vegas? Shortest? And what do you believe the appropriate time for a meeting like you were seeking out is for that type of event.
So you can, a lot of times you can book a 15 minute or 30 minute session okay. with people. I didn't really do that. I think okay. people that have plans probably do that ahead of time and yep. reach out. But once I was getting in touch with folks, if you connected with them, I just get their cell phone number and I just started cold texting people. Be like, hey,
oh, nice.
I'm here. Are you going to be somewhere? Can we meet? Shortest meeting I had was probably 5 minutes.
Okay.
And that, you know, I had a lot of those because it's just like, yeah, there's just not a synergy here. It doesn't yep. make any sense.
Sure.
And then longest one was I met a guy that was very interested in what we're doing in healthcare. And we met for 30 minutes on the floor. He had to go. And then we ended up following back up for happy hour / dinner afterwards
nice.
To talk longer. So I would say that was probably a 2 hour meeting total.
Okay.
I laugh. People say cold calling's dead, but you said cold texting people.
Hey,
cold texting is the
word.
New cold calling. Okay, so you went Monday to Wednesday. You're by yourself. Are you going out to group dinners? Are you hiding in your room? Are you at the blackjack table till 2 a.m? Like, what are you doing in Vegas?
So it's going to sound super lame because I was definitely more of the first part of what you said.
That's not lame.
So I was, there were networking events that were pre-set up, right? And so I did those. And so those are 6 to 8 kind of happy hour cocktails.
Yep.
The first night I did that, I met a lot of people. And again, that was just get a drink and walk up and stick your hand in their yeah. face. Be like, hey, I'm Kate.
Give me your card. Yeah.
Let's talk. Why are you here? And then I'll tell them why I'm here. I was out till probably 10 each of the nights. I did do dinner, usually by myself at the bar. And then I ended up being by whoever was next to me.
God, that's 1 o'clock.
Way better.
East, but I don't gamble.
Yeah. 1 a.m. on the East yeah. Coast.
That's true, too.
But I don't gamble, so I just didn't stay up.
I
was all by myself, too. So
I was going to say, the fact that you hopped on a plane, didn't plan anything. This is I can't look it up. It's one of the biggest conferences in healthcare. You just showed up, no plan, no agenda, yeah. walk in the room, grabbing cards, shaking hands. Respect.
Nice.
Respect. Oh, that's a long. This table's too far.
You tried yeah, to two one. Tables.
I mean, you have to... As a mom with 3 kids at home, I also really appreciate a little quiet time in a hotel room by myself, right?
Healthy.
She gets it.
She just got back from Dallas.
Right.
Yeah. Two nights in a hotel room
by yourself. I only get that so yeah. much. And so if it's stay up till 2 a.m. gambling yeah. or
what time
having a glass of wine in my room by myself, I'm taking that one.
Yeah. Room service. What time did you get up in the mornings?
Like 5 a.m.
Because of the time change, too.
Time change.
Yeah.
And so I'd get up at 5. I'd go to the gym. Gym was packed. Lots of other East Coasters down there. It was a very nice gym. I was at the Wynn. So it was a nice hotel.
Plug for Wynn.
So, yeah. There you go. Shout
We're going to film an episode in Wynn, by the way. Yeah, shout out.
And then my room had a view of the sphere and the mountain.
I saw that picture.
Yeah. So I'd go work out. I'd come back to my room as the sun's coming up
with
over the mountains.
The giant smiley
with
face
picture. With the mad emoji guy.
Yes.
And so it was... It was great. And then I'd still have an hour or two before the conference started. So I'd get breakfast and get some emails done. And
great contacts, great introduction. So your role, you're president of Chang Robotics,
yes.
right? We're going to pivot hard here in a second to the healthcare stuff. You are babysitting engineers, I think is the term you used before.
Yeah.
Again, Adrienne Jansen's in the corner. She babysits a bunch of us. You have different arms. There's Kodiak. There's the robotics fund, the new healthcare side is called Cure Robotics.
That's right.
Let's hammer this because I love the name, the significance of that you told us. I thought it was like cure and robotics.
Right.
But the term cura means, what does it mean?
Care.
Care in Latin.
Correct.
Pretty cool stuff.
And that we have to give shout out to Ross, one of our engineers, because we were going to go with CareBot and he hated it.
Yeah. So,
but...
Good job, Ross. I love your first name, by the way. That's my last name.
I was like, I think it's cute. You know, CareBot. It's, you know, healthcare CareBot. People like cute stuff. Hospitals like cute stuff. But he's like, I hate it. We're not using that. And I was like, okay, well, you have 1 week to come up with
you
a better
name.
You
gave him a week?
Yeah. Or else we're going with this. Because nobody will actually do anything in the first 6 days. And then I'll be like, just a reminder, as of 24 hours from now, it's CareBot.
And then he blocked off 4 hours to
research. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, AI... gets ramped up and all of a sudden we're searching all the platforms.
Yes.
And so he came back and he said, Cura is Latin for care.
I like that.
And botics for robotics and automation.
Latin for care.
And that pretty much went over smash hit.
So. Everyone didn't. Was there another Ross? It's like, I hate it. Go back to care boss.
Yeah. Well, and Ross is the Ross. He's the one that hates everything usually. Oh, and we have Ross to win him over.
Ross is getting a lot of airtime right now.
But he named it. And it's been a smash hit.
Great transition. So you have all these arms. And again, I recommend listening to the last episode.
Yeah.
I assume we'll have many conversations. But you and Matt and your entire organization is everywhere doing incredible stuff. Healthcare specific, printed some notes out, didn't get these in time, but what's the idea behind it? What are you trying to accomplish? Where are you now? And then where are we going in the future?
So I guess we'll start with just formally saying Curabotics is being launched as its own entity.
Okay.
So after this podcast, you can go to curabotics.com and you'll see everything that we have to offer. And so what we're focusing on is a well-rounded focus on care for patients and for positive outcomes. And all of that is using technology, AI, automation. And so we have some products that we've already launched, which we can talk about specifically here in Jacksonville. And then we have other products through our partner network that we're looking to basically launch as a full system. And it can be anything from facial scanning for early diagnosis for diabetes, to handheld x-ray machines that you can use in hospitals or at home that has an AI algorithm. So you can, there's no PPE or anything required. You can literally just use it at your home or on a high school football field if a kid falls and gets hurt. And then there's an iPhone app.
Wow, I mean, that will see one's face.
Diagnose
you
what's.
You can't see one's face.
Tell us more. Like, tell us more.
Yeah. God, man, that's, I don't even know where to start. A lot of. Oh my gosh, Curabotics, completely separate, right? Different website.
Yep.
Is there attachments to it in some capacity? But this is your baby, you said.
Yeah.
What are the current things? Like we have this available, we're starting this now. All those things you just mentioned, or what's
all those things I just mentioned are part of the package that we could launch now. So you can, we have a menu option where you can go a la carte, or you can look at, hey, I want a full technology roadmap for my hospital for the next, or healthcare, it could be senior living community, right? Anything.
Assisted living facilities, skilled nursing facilities,
yep.
Large hospital systems, rehab facilities.
Yep. Okay. Delivery robots for meals or snacks or medication, both inside of a hospital or between outdoors rated for between hospital buildings or between, you know, a kitchen building and then maybe senior living homes that are separate.
That's super cool.
I want to do one example first, the x-ray one immediately.
Yes.
So you're, yes, all of us.
Yeah.
How many parents buy this? So it, a portable x-ray,
yep.
Like handheld x-ray, and it can look at, let's say my hand.
Yeah.
Can it look at it and with all the data, you know, a large language model says you have a fracture in your metatarsal.
Yeah, it has an AI algorithm with an app on your phone. So after you, and it comes in probably a carrying case the size of a briefcase, maybe slightly larger. The unit itself's about the size of a iron. I don't iron, but iron.
No, so no. Still,
do you see how good reference this is, by the way? Yeah.
Yeah, and then you take it out, point and shoot, and pull up the app and your iPhone will show the image, and then you'll have AI algorithms that will diagnose. It'll pinpoint locations and it'll call out. Now you still want medical professionals
of course,
to
yes.
review
this. Is not medical advice, by the way.
Right.
You have to see a doctor.
You can't use that, nothing
we'll check
else.
That box.
But again, I'll use the case of a young kid on a football field at a high school. Maybe you just need to figure out if it's safe to move him or not.
The first thing I thought of was every middle and high school sport, college and pros.
Right.
A quick diagnostic. Is it 100% accurate? Probably not.
Right.
I'm sure the percentile's through the roof, but it's like, hey, what we're seeing, this is really bad. Don't move it. Splint it.
Right.
A C-collar, whatever that looks like. What? Welcome to the future. I'm blown away by this.
I got to ask.
Yeah.
What's a cost? What's rough cost on something like that?
The x-ray device. That's a
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a six-figure cost per unit, but you
sense.
Can it's yeah. scalable, right?
But so QIA too, a high school that buys that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, we're just gonna talk about this now.
No more ambulances if not needed. Correct. Could
it's
that
tough.
You
still, you're
going
to have
situation?
To see a clinician, if, especially if it's a head injury.
Okay.
Depending on the severity of a break or sprain or fracture, but
could determine if you need to call an ambulance or if you just need to move somebody with a car to a healthcare facility. Again, I'm not advertising. I'm not the healthcare professional.
Sure.
I'm not
still,
advertising.
You're the engineer in the brains.
That's right.
We'll go back to the delivery device. This is about saving time and saving money, right? So you're food department in a hospital is there's a lot of people that have to wheel meals to a room.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to eliminate jobs, it's to free up bandwidth and save money. So
it's a workforce improvement feature, right? There's a shortage of healthcare providers,
massive.
Specifically nurses, but just across the healthcare industry, there's a shortage. And so you have burnout, exhaustion, whatever you want to call it. Double shifts, what have you, right? So the focus is not on replacing the humans in a healthcare facility. Absolutely not. But it is how do we develop a more optimized healthcare system so that they are focusing on providing care and they are we're reducing all of the administrative or I'll just call them supply chains or logistics tasks that don't need to be done by a healthcare professional that's been trained to provide care.
I will give you a specific example that I have experienced. Working in the ER downtown, we see a patient, they're cleared for food. That nurse or medic or clinician has to leave, walk to get food, bring food back, document food, versus a potential device or robot. Can I call it a robot?
It is a robot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's I just think of the dance, by the way. Sorry, I'm going to do that a lot today. That eliminates 15 minutes of documentation time. Quit rolling your eyes at me, Adrian.
I didn't think
this is changing healthcare for the better, I think.
Yeah. So we've had enough research and case studies to prove that up to 40% of a nurse's shift can be spent doing exactly that kind of thing, right? Administrative, going and getting something, documenting it, scanning it, writing it down, cost coding it, whatever the process might be.
Scanning.
Taking it from there, moving it, scanning the patient's room, and then get, so what have you. My experience, I haven't been in the hospital a lot. I'm proud that I'm pretty healthy, but I have had 3 children.
Yes.
And each time, I'm there at least 2 days, maybe longer, depending on whatever the situation may be. But if I don't have my spouse in the room for whatever reason, and I'm like, it's between meals and I need a snack, the only option I have is to hit the nurse button, right? There's not like a...
4 other patients, probably.
Yeah, there's not like a admin button or something, or just a snack button for... right? Like, I don't know who would do
would
that.
Would be nice.
But you could have a robot do it.
This is a... It's broader than that. We're just talking about food in this instance, right? But I think, again, in the emergency room, it's not a high acuity patient. You know they're okay. I don't want to walk to the supply room, grab all the IV stuff,
right.
Scan them, badge, et cetera. That's time spent that could be with the patient, calming them down.
Right.
This is the potential to type it in. This robot goes and has the equipment, shows up with it, pre-scanned. Is that a possibility?
Type it in, or you could even voice activate it and just save a little bit more time.
That I get this. I don't know if anyone else gets this. This is wild to me. Every hospital needs to sign up immediately.
I would love that.
Okay.
So I went to HIMSS and got overwhelmed.
Are you doing this with any local hospitals here? You don't have to name names.
Yeah, we're here in Jacksonville. We've already deployed at one, and we're getting ready to launch with a second one. And then nationally, we've got a few different contacts that we're working on building accounts with.
What's the feedback locally here? So these are your first case studies, examples. Like, what are you hearing? What are you tracking?
Yeah. So in the first deployment, we went from obviously 0% adoption rate to a 96% adoption rate by the nurse staff in less than a month, which just means we introduced the robots, we put them on the floor, we went through training, taught everyone how to use them. And within about 2 weeks, we were from 0 to 96% adoption rate, just meaning as they got used to them and started understanding how to use them, they didn't want to go back to doing anything manually. As often as they could, they were calling the robot to do the features that we had implemented. Now, we started at low-hanging fruit, easy-to-move supplies, but the use cases we have... So we've gotten to the point where we've proved that we've saved about 15% of a nurse's day or time in their shift with what we've already deployed.
Each nurse, 10 to 15% time per nurse. That's
a lot of money. too. I'm just saying, not, like,
I'm saying
money
financially
and,
for the hospitals, for the nurses that are exhausted. That's more patient time.
Well, and the business case is not reduce or remove employees and put in robots. It's you have a staff shortage. You can't fill all the jobs anyway.
Yep.
So if you need one less nurse per wing because you have a robotic system doing all the administrative tasks. So like I said, there's a 40% rate of which nurses are just not doing healthcare, right? They're doing other things in their
shift.
Too
much time.
So we've shaved off 15%. There's still another 25% to go, but I just mentioned we've got snacks and meals, medication, labs.
This is crazy.
That's so cool.
And yeah, I was going to say, it's super cool.
And then we integrate them with the elevators. We integrate them with the fire alarm system. We integrate them with the doors and badging. So they can move freely in the hospital without
anybody. Jacksonville specific, because you're using it here. Well, like, what floors are you on? Is it med-surg? Is it ER? Is it, like, where are these devices, robots happening?
Right now, we're on all of the general medicine patient floors.
Okay.
So we're not in, like, a surgery unit.
Yep.
We're not in anywhere where there's a lot of action or activity going on. We're just in the room, in the floors where there's patient rooms. But to your point, an ER or an OR could be a great opportunity, because a lot of time, especially the ER, like you just said, you're moving a lot of things that aren't scheduled, or you don't have planned. You have to grab stuff as you need it. And so to be able to call a robot and just be like, bring me a supply closet so I can just get what I need without leaving this room.
This has been the fastest 24 minutes I can remember in a while. Because I think specific of times, you have a cardiac arrest patient in room one, mm-hmm. and you have a nausea and vomiting in room two. Nausea and vomiting's someone that doesn't have insurance, they're fine. Like, I want to be confident, get this supplies, this stuff for this non-acute patient while we work the cardiac arrest. This is wild.
You would like one delivery device that can just bring everything you need right in between those rooms. So you can have pick and pull from either side.
It's the greatest assistant ever.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm looking here. We only have 2 minutes of the commercial break. We also have a special appearance for the second half, by the way. Okay, 2 minutes left. Any shout outs that we missed, which we'll hit again the second half, and anything to add in 2 minutes about Curabotics? Because this is wild.
So we already shouted out Ross for the name.
Yep.
We should probably shout out our content creators.
The marketing gals?
Yeah.
I love them. We got Lane over here, Cheyenne and Corinne, the marketing gals, she called them.
And then I think just officially after this, go to www.curabotics.com.
Curabotics.com. Yeah. We'll hit that a couple times. When's the website go live?
It's live right now.
Yeah.
It's up. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Man, that flew by. That's really cool stuff. And we barely scratched the surface. We might have to hit some more of that the second half. Anyways, Kate McAfee's Curabotics. That's what the hell just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. Good news is, if you missed the first half here on the radio, you can catch the entire episode on your favorite podcast platform. And now YouTube. Trey, we're on YouTube now, I think.
Rocking and rolling.
We got all the things on YouTube, by the way, for people that like to watch it. We talked about the HIMSS conference in Vegas. HIMMS, not the ED company called HIMSS.
Right. Is that what that is?
HIMSS is an ED company, by the way. You missed that talk. So the conference has got to be livid. This healthcare conference has been around for decades. And now people say HIMSS, they think of that company. Kate went on her own. Incredible story. No plan. Worked the room. Met some people. We obviously talked about Curabotics, which is now its own separate entity and live, curabotics.com.
Yep.
Whoa. Really cool stuff. And we barely scratched the surface. There's like 10 things we could talk about. We talked about two. We'll see if we get to them. Before we do that, we have to introduce, joining us the second half is your new intern, right? Chang?
Yep.
With Chang Robotics, Curabotics, all the things. What's it like interning for Kate?
It's not new. It's been happening for a while. You guys just didn't know it. So.
Oh, I love it. Matt was a little late. It's all good because we had a great conversation.
Wait, you did not tell me you were starting.
The invite was for 3:00, man. It's 4:15.
I feel like this was coordinated.
I love it. I love it. So you two have done this before, but we're going to do a new segment that Trey came up with, which I love. But first, healthy or not healthy? JU versus UNF in sports.
Not healthy.
Not healthy? I think it's
healthy.
I think so, too. I love going to those games. They're a blast. But although the behavior sometimes is not healthy. Healthy or not healthy, wearing yoga pants to an interview that you had no idea you were doing.
So healthy.
That was
not healthy.
Gold. First time you came on, she looked lost. That was my favorite thing ever. Where am I? What am I doing here?
Do we do the story on it or no?
We after a couple more healthy or not healthy, because okay. I do love that story. Healthy or not healthy, robotics in healthcare.
Super
very healthy.
Super healthy. Yep. Healthy or not healthy, AI in healthcare.
Super healthy.
Mostly healthy.
Is there some not healthy in there?
What if it's wrong?
That's what I say too. Yeah. But I think for the most part, healthy.
I think it's going to be mostly right.
So. Healthy or not healthy, the current American healthcare system.
Medium healthy.
It's one or the other, man. You got to pick one.
Healthy. Kate's taking I'll a long time.
It. Yeah, it's go. Tough.
It's
well,
an answer.
I want to say not healthy, but also in a respect.
There's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of people we love that provide care.
Correct. Healthy or not healthy, becoming an engineer.
Very healthy.
I think so for sure. The schooling, is it difficult? Getting your doctorate?
What you want to overlay is the engineering schools and their ranking in binge drinking. Strong correlation.
I'm guessing that's a Georgia Tech plug right there.
I think Syracuse would fit in the same spectrum.
Yeah, I mean,
I love it. So before the next segment, we have a segment called Good Dad, Bad Dad. This is the first time we're doing it, and we love when moms chime in on this.
Okay.
But I do want to tell, can you tell your version of the story the first time you two came on to do What the Hell Just Happened?
Yeah, I'll do it quick, but I shared the longer version at the leadership trip back in October. So 2 hours or so before we were supposed to come, something pops on my calendar. Matt calls me, he goes, hey, go to this address, be there
at
3 o'clock.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do a podcast. I said, a podcast? This was the
show.
First time I had.
It's a radio show. That's right. You know the game. I love this guy. You get it.
I was like, okay. So I had an event right after for the Bold Ladies, which is here in Jacksonville. It's a community building and charity group that's all women. And they were doing wine and yoga. And I was like, well,
I guess I got to do that. Yeah, I'm not like, missing that.
I'll be sitting down. It'll be fine. So
he didn't tell you anything about it.
So I said, what are we doing? And he goes, oh, you'll be fine. I told Eric you're sarcastic. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, I am, but I can't be sarcastic on demand.
And we never met. We had never met.
Never met.
I guess we used up all her demand.
Hey, mine was your face when the door opened. Like, who are you? What am I doing here? There's cameras everywhere, lights everywhere. She was in yoga pants after the yoga event. It was perfect. It was a great episode. This
healthy.
One's fun too. Healthy for sure.
Hey, yeah.
Where's the shirt? I got a hashtag healthy shirt on here. Yeah, there it is. Somewhere in there. Just kidding. Delete that out. I just lifted my shirt up.
No edits.
I'm kidding. Okay. Good dad or bad dad. I like this. This is a fun segment too. Good dad or bad dad telling your kid to walk it off after an injury.
Good dad.
Good dad.
Good dad.
All right.
Good dad or bad dad taking your kid to church.
Good dad.
Good dad.
Yeah. Good dad or bad dad. The first time you push your kid on their bike without training wheels.
I think that's a good dad.
I think so too, but I've shoved two kids over where they just ate it, road rash. It took a year to bike ride again. Like, I was a bad dad. I pushed way too hard.
I think there's technique. Yeah. Good dad.
Put good dad.
We do it on
practice
the beach.
The technique.
So if they fall, it's just in the sand.
Good mom. Mm.
This is definitely moms too, but I like your perspective. Good dad or bad dad working after hours on your phone?
Bad dad.
Good dad.
I think both, honestly. But when my kids say, put your phone down, dad, I'm like, okay, phone's over. Any idea? Any thoughts? You got any?
No, I like them all.
This is my new favorite game, by the way.
Go after the kids go to bed. That's good.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah. There you go.
Save it till after the kids go to bed. Be present.
I assume both of you never turn it off, though.
It does. It just goes on silent.
But, yeah.
And then sometimes it goes far away because it never stops buzzing. So
I like all the custom features you can do on Apple with the different, there's do not disturb, yep. But there's focus, work, personal. So I usually have it blocked from 5 to 8.
I try so hard. Do not disturb from 5 to 8. Same thing. That's the kid time. But some days I have to turn it off and I feel guilty every time. Bad dad. I'm a bad dad.
Recovering dad.
Recovered. You two are great parents. Again, we've got to know each other a little bit more and more, but parenting is priority number one, I would assume. Faith, family, work.
Yeah, everything else.
Is that accurate?
Yep.
Do you mind? Can we talk about faith briefly?
Yeah.
Some people don't like to talk about it. I love it. So life work leadership, you both have done.
Yes.
I know Chang Robotics sponsors it. It's been an incredible experience so far. What were your thoughts on life work? Because we're going to get them on. I think they're great.
I thought it was great. I think, so Tammy obviously probably does more than she can handle, but
shout out to
she's great.
Tammy.
Shout out to Tammy. And I mean, you're changing the community by changing lives and teaching people how to not be shy about their faith.
That was my biggest thing, is how do I talk about it more openly? Because I never talk about it. Not healthy. Back to Cure Robotics. We can talk about Chang Robotics. I did want to ask you about Board of Advisors. Maybe that's off the record, but HIMSS conference is great. What else are you excited about for Cure Robotics?
I'm super excited that we've brought on partners that have kind of narrow robotic applications. We help to elevate them into a platform. So that's what I'm excited is we have our own core technology. That's the centerpiece of Cure Robotics. But Cure Robotics also has other companies that make really cool tech, but it would be hard to place in a hospital on a one-off. But when it's in an ecosystem, now all of a sudden they're within a platform, so it's going to work. And so it's good for the small companies, and that helps us address other edge cases, right? So, Kate, did you talk about nursing?
I did.
Okay. Well, did we talk about the pharmacy? Did we talk about the logistics? Did we talk about the physicians and their care?
We barely scratched the surface. So
that's where we see it expanding. One thing we've learned in our healthcare journey is that a lot of premier healthcare institutions want as much stuff to happen at home as possible.
Yes.
So how do we get some of this technology to home care, right? So there's a lot of opportunities for us to include others as we go. And it helps with us being able to basically design the whole thing, right?
I want to go back to the home care in a second, but you had talked about essentially a shopping cart where you can pick and select different things based off of what your needs are.
Right.
That's what you're referring to when you're getting other partners that maybe is not in line of products.
Totally. Okay. And we've also partnered up with a company that could do X-ray scanning in your home. So if you had to get a scan.
The one we talked about a ton. Yes. That was the one that blew my mind. Which is wild. So what else in the home care space? The you talk about pharmacy is a big one, and getting people home and safe at home.
Yep, we'll be integrating telehealth into it. So when you need to bring the more qualified, physician or specialist into that home health visit, bring them in as part of the integrated solution.
Telehealth company the one you did a white paper with?
There are clues. There are always clues.
Because if it's them, they're a close friend of ours. Have been on here 3 times. We love that group, if we can say them.
Yeah.
Telescope Health.
And yeah, you said it, but okay. We'll take it. We like it when you do the reveal.
Telescope Health. I love that entire crew. They've been on multiple times. Like when I saw them on the white paper, I love that you two are partnering up. That's incredible.
Yeah, Duval, right?
Duval, baby. It's Duval. I've seen that yet. It's so bad.
I saw it. Yeah, go ahead. Tie off what he said, and to go back to what we talked about the first segment, we're using our same model that we use in Chang Robotics around leveraging our partners to drive greater success for everybody. So the more we can turn Cure Robotics not into just a nurse assist robotic system, but a all-inclusive healthcare provider to hospitals, senior living, or at home, that's the success for us.
Win, 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 win.
That's right.
Yes.
And then the key is, you want the secret sauce?
Give it to me.
Just listen to the nurses, man. They'll tell you what you're supposed to be doing.
They seem to love it.
I love it.
They're not short on opinions. Just listen. Yeah. They'll tell you what to do next.
What's the funniest thing you've heard from a nurse feedback?
Well, I don't know what the funniest thing that they've said, but they did hold a naming competition.
For Cure Robotics or for the device?
For the robots in the hospital.
Oh, yes.
So we got John Lennon. Is one of them.
That's good.
They wanted to go with Trevor Florence.
Ooh.
But then it took about a year to implement, and they gave up on that one. They're like, after last season, like, no, we're taking that one off the list.
It's also only local to here, but maybe every hospital names it based on their market.
Oh, they do. They do. Yeah. I think every site we've deployed at ends up naming the robots.
Yeah, they do.
And they pick, some are funny, some are themed, some are normal, which is kind of weird to have a robot named Frank and a coworker named Frank.
Yeah. I like the robot more.
I'll tell you, the funniest thing I've heard from a nurse was I was doing a hospital tour where we just deployed some robotics, and I wasn't wearing a badge, and the nurse walks up to me and she saw me scoping the robots. Now I was doing it for a specific reason, right? I'm looking at it, looking for certain things, but she saw me scoping it out, and she walked over and she goes, "Hey, our robots have LIDAR." I said, "Really? What's that?" She goes, "Laser vision. No other hospitals have that." I was like, thank you. Then she popped in the elevator and left.
She didn't know, like, that's your robot that's in there moving around.
Well, it's her robot now. But it's, yeah, oh, we,
that's right. Fair enough. Fair,
yeah, that is.
Were there other names? I love John Lennon's so good too.
There were, I can't remember all of them, but
we might.
Yeah,
have
they to, had a whole long list.
Hysterical. So I don't know if you know this. They used to be called computers on wheels when you see nurses moving them around, but mm-hmm. they called them cows for short. And nurses would say something about grabbing the cow, and patients got offended because they thought they were calling them cows. It's a computer on wheels. Now they call them wows, I think. But
that sounds like the HIMSS conference, probably.
Yes, correct. HIMMS, not HIMS.
So a question, when you guys are able to take the robots outside of the hospital and give care, does that mean the private sector, do they still have to go through the hospital to get that kind of access? Or is there a window of opportunity where, like, private sector could come in and buy these units personally, on a personal level? Or does it always have to be done through the hospital?
No, just curious. There's this whole movement of medical grade devices that are miniaturizing and they're, you know, becoming suitable for home healthcare. As that happens, a lot of the times the safety issues that required a technician are being removed in the new design. Mm. So we talked about the X-ray. That X-ray is safe for anyone to use. The FDA has certified it that you can use it. Okay. You don't have to be a X-ray operator.
Trey, man, he's definitely going to break that device.
He's just going to X-ray weird stuff in his house. Let's be honest. It's like, is that a can of green beans, dude? What's he doing?
It's in his diaper. He's going to X-ray.
That should be pretty fun.
Oh, that kids. Is good dad, right?
Dad, X-ray diapers. Oh, my gosh. So I want to read these two. So these are the things that key offerings include: nurse assist bots, mobile X-ray, health AI facial scanning, automated hospital warehouses. That's a whole topic in conversation. Intercampus delivery, big deal. Home health solutions, smart building integrations, telehealth solutions, in-hospital advertising, robotic surgery, robotic pharmacy. That's the gamut of things under Curobotics.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, each one of these is an hour conversation. So tell me about every single one of these in less than 30 seconds. Go. I'm kidding. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Man.
We'll save that.
Every time I blink, you're working on something fun and exciting. But this is your baby. You said that.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
We can.
Okay.
Did you just have the baby? Was this the unveil?
We talked about it in the first half.
Okay.
Yeah.
In this room, though, you had the baby in this room.
We had the baby, yes.
Delivered.
Okay. It won't, healthy. By the time it airs, yes. Yes.
healthy baby. Go to the website, learn it all.
9 pounds, 8 ounces.
Lane, can
app
you check
car
that website
and,
real quick? Yeah. Let's just make it.
Let's talk about the white papers. I kind of glanced at them. I didn't get a read through them yet. So Don Capener is his name.
Dr. Don Capener.
Yeah. Who was from JU, I think, was the dean of the business school. He did these four case studies.
That's right.
One of which, again, it's one's with Telescope Health, expanding access and, redefining care delivery. Love it. Advancing opportunities in next-gen metabolic health. That's huge. Mm. Were you part of this? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you guys like, Don, that's all you?
Oh, like, we don't read Don's white papers?
I'm not saying that. I didn't say it. You said it.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, so we, Kate and I both provide a lot of the primary research, right? So Don is a researcher. He's a PhD dean of a business school.
Way smarter than us, Trey.
Very high IQ.
Yeah.
And he's like the guy from Kung Fu, Legend Continues, who's done everything, right? So Don's like, well, you know, in 1998, here's what I, so we helped him with the primary research and we helped him with the data, but then he did his PhD guy thing where he went out and did all this market assessment and, did really deep interviews with our partners who are listed in there. So then he put it together, you know, so our part was easy.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think Don might've spent a lot of time on it.
Can we name the companies in these, or is that
okay?
Those are Telescope Health, like, love them.
Shout out.
Hibiscus Health, I'm not familiar with, but researching them now. They're the metabolic health one.
They're headquartered out in New York City.
Okay. And then is it Oxus or Oxos?
Oxos.
Oxos Health. That's the other one. That was advanced in opportunities in portable AI-driven robotic devices.
That's right.
This is cool stuff.
It is. Those are two Georgia Tech guys that I knew from college.
I was going to say, what's the ties? How did this happen?
Well, the tie is, you always, when you know someone from college, I don't know how you feel about this, You don't have high expectations because maybe you've seen them at their lows.
Oh, hey. What? This is why this works.
Yeah. And then they go on to do something incredible and your mind is blown.
It's like this guy's doing this and this girl's doing this.
But those two guys are way off the charts. I mean, they launched that company. I'm sure nobody took it seriously when they said it.
Yep.
And then they did it. And then the FDA approved it. So it's, you know, their say-do ratio is pretty high. And then you got another one in there. We got to plug local.
Who's that?
MMI.
That, I did not see that. MMI, that was the last one. The screenshot I took. MMI.
Robotic surgery startup out of Ponte Vedra.
Are they new to the area?
Yes.
Does Summer Vine do some, or just met them? She had mentioned someone about a new company. It's got to be the same one. Maybe. I have not met or talked to
them. They would be a competitor to the Da Vinci surgical. If a lot of people know Da Vinci, they're on their fifth or sixth version of their surgical robot. MMI is here locally manufacturing.
There is so much cool stuff here in Jacksonville.
Yeah. There is.
Including everything you all are doing. Okay, tough question here.
Yeah.
What are you most excited for with Curobotics? Followed by what are you most scared of?
I am most excited to get to actually deploy one of our well-rounded systems. So like we talked about, we have that a la carte menu, but I'm really excited to deploy, and we're working on it right now with another hospital here locally, to get to a point where we have a technology rollout that's not just the nurse assist robot. I think that's a very crucial part because we're impacting nurses, which drives happier patients, happier nurses. But to
just
offer those...
ask the nurses.
Yes, yeah. Listen to the nurses. But to be able to couple that with a couple of the other items on there, I think that would be...
That's awesome. Exciting.
That's the most exciting and the thing that I want to accomplish this year.
It's tough to name local hospital systems who you're working with and who you aren't, but then you have proof of concept and it's easier to go to Vegas to a hospital system or New York or Nashville. That's the end goal, is to start implementing this nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then have all that expertise be based here.
All the research feedback, the data, what's working, what's not, how to tweak. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you most scared of? That's a tough question, I think.
Well,
when somebody orders everything on the menu at one time.
That's
So you can do it. You can do it piece by piece, but if you order all at one time, then we're going to have to cowboy up.
Yeah. I was just going to say scaling our company to grow with our customer demands is the thing I'm most scared of.
Yeah, what came first, the chicken or the egg? That's tough. You get a big order for a big hospital system, it's like, all right, all hands on deck, figure it out.
I don't think we're worried about one hospital system. I think we're worried about five.
At the same time.
Yeah. And then everybody wants to be first, right?
Yeah.
So if you're doing something super cool, you don't want to be number four. You want to be number one.
You want that gold star and all the video content that comes with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Trey.
This is a random question, but where do you charge the robots when they're actually in the hospital?
Good question.
Where do they go to kind of get booted up?
Oh, they charge off air. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. You said stuff.
I don't know. We designed it.
Every nurse has to blow into a straw when they get on shift.
That's the worst part.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
They come with chargers that we have to implement, and then they just go to them when they need to.
But there's a charging room or something where they all kind of go.
There's some on the floors.
Profile.
Yeah, there's specific locations. Yeah, they're not big. They're a quarter the size of one of these tables.
All right.
If you're listening to audio, they're this big.
No way.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, but that's a design thing. So you don't want it in the charger in the way.
Sure.
It is automated. So the robot charges itself. It's smart enough to do that. And then Kate's team tells the robot what its rules are. So just think of it, kids in elementary school, when can you use the bathroom?
I've
we
got
have bathrooms,
those,
you gotta go.
Yeah.
But you can't use it in the middle of the math session, right? And so they'll tell the robots what's acceptable.
You're speaking our language.
Yeah,
kids know much language.
All right, I got it.
I was just talking to somebody that was way smarter than me in the finance field, and I said, "Can you tell me like I'm in fifth grade?"
Yes.
So that's what we're.
can you give me a crayon drawing? That's what I said. You got anything else?
No, I'm just kind of blown away. Last question would be like, where are some of the pushback that you're getting? Because like you're describing that nurses love it. Where is the speed bump or the roadblock that you guys run into? Because there's got to be something where it's like, is it the public's perception of this whole tech?
Administrators.
A lot of times it's upfront with the IT team and the OT team and security clearances.
Cybersecurity.
Yeah. So they see a new technology and they're like, we need to clear this. Like 500 different angles. It needs to be cleared before we can implement
that.
There's also so much red tape. And then they take weeks and months to do it when it could take an hour to sit down and do it.
Right. Yep. So, and then, you know, any contract with any hospital or care facility we have to sign, there's some HIPAA requirements, right? And I'm like, I don't even want to touch your HIPAA data. Don't give it to me. Yeah. Let's just set up a thing where you don't give it to me and then I don't have to worry about it because I don't need it for what we're doing.
Do you know what HIPAA stands for?
Is that a conference in Vegas?
No, probably.
That's hims and hers. Everyone says HIPAA. It doesn't matter the acronym. Man, this is two really fast halves. What the heck?
Yeah.
What do we miss? What's coming up? What are you excited for? What can we talk about besides spreading the information? This is website's live. The doors are open.
Yeah, well, one place you can experience Curebotics will be at the Jacksonville Tech Fest the last week of August. Oh. So maybe we'll do a different segment on that, add that to the bucket list. But yeah, that's the last week of August, 25th to 29th. So we're going to have some tech on display there. And that's a good way for local people or people traveling in to check it out.
We'll have to talk off the air about the big signature event for the Health Council because it could be a good opportunity to that's going to be off the air. What did we miss? A lot. I have all these notes. You two are awesome. Like doing cool stuff. Great parents. You make me laugh. That's a key to my heart. Just make me laugh and be good parents.
My first visit to the office here. It's pretty sweet.
This is way more casual. Way more fun, I think.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. Flexibility too.
And there's like kids the whole art first half. And chalkboards. Yes, and correct. As soon as I came in, I got the vibe. It was awesome.
Man, again, Curebotics, completely separate from all the other stuff. Its own entity, but same umbrella. Everyone plays nice in the sand.
Yeah.
Your baby. Yep. Healthy baby.
Healthy, growing.
It's going to grow to a nice, tall, handsome, beautiful man or woman again.
Hims or hers.
Depending on hims or hers. This is really cool stuff. And honestly, we barely scratched the surface, which means you have to come back for another episode. But you got to show up on time.
I feel like it included in the first half on purpose. But no,
It actually worked out good.
It was great.
She got to dive deep. That was great. We'll get you back, I hope.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That's what the hell just happened.